0000. WTNT 35 KNHC 132,350. Fat 5. Bulletin. Tropical Storm Echo Beto Intermediate Advisory Number 9A. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL 052024. 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time Tuesday, August 13, 2024. Echo Beto moving over the Virgin Islands. Expected to become a hurricane overnight while passing northeast of Puerto Rico. Summary of 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time Midnight Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 18.4 North 64.7 West. About 20 miles, 30 kilometers east, of St. Thomas. About 90 miles, 145 kilometers east, of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Maximum sustained winds 65 miles per hour, 100 kilometers per hour. Present movement west-northwest, or 300 degrees at 18 miles per hour, 30 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 998 millibar, 29.47 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory. The government of France has discontinued the tropical storm warning for Saint Martin and Saint Barthélemy. The government of Antigua and Barbuda has discontinued the tropical storm warning for Saint Kitts, Nevis, and Anguilla. The government of Saint Martin has discontinued the tropical storm warning for Saint Martin. The government of the Netherlands has discontinued the tropical storm warning for Saba and Saint Eustatius. Summary of watches and warnings in effect. A hurricane watch is in effect for U.S. Virgin Islands, British Virgin Islands, Vieques and Culebra. A tropical storm warning is in effect for British Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Vieques and Culebra. A hurricane watch means that hurricane conditions are possible within the watch area, in this case through tonight. A tropical storm warning means that tropical storm conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area within 36 hours. Interests in Bermuda should monitor the progress of Echo Beto. For storm information specific to your area in the United States, including possible inland watches and warnings, please monitor products issued by your local National Weather Service Forecast Office. For storm information specific to your area outside of the United States, please monitor products issued by your National Meteorological Service. Discussion and Outlook. At 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, Midnight Coordinated Universal Time, the center of Tropical Storm Echo Beto was located near latitude 18.4 north, longitude 64.7 west. Echo Beto is moving toward the west-northwest near 18 miles per hour, 30 kilometers per hour. A turn toward the northwest with a gradual decrease in forward speed is expected overnight, followed by a turn toward the north-northwest and north Wednesday night and Thursday. On the forecast track, the center of Echo Beto should pass just to the northeast and north of Puerto Rico tonight and on Wednesday. Echo Beto should then move over the western Atlantic later in the week and approach Bermuda on Friday and Friday night. Aircraft data indicate that maximum sustained winds have increased to near 65 miles per hour, 100 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast during the next several days. Echo Beto is expected to become a hurricane later tonight or early Wednesday to the north of the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 115 miles, 185 kilometers, from the center. A National Ocean Service station in Charlotte Amalie, St. Thomas, recently reported a wind gust of 43 miles per hour, 69 kilometers per hour. The estimated minimum central pressure is 998 millibar, 29.47 inches, based on Hurricane Hunter aircraft data. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for Echo Beto can be found in the Tropical Cyclone discussion under AWPS header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miaticdat5.shtml. Rainfall. Tropical storm Eco Beto is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 4 to 6 inches over portions of the Leeward Islands from St. Kitts and Nevis to St. Martin and across the U.S. and British Virgin Islands. Rainfall totals of 6 to 8 inches, with maximum amounts of 10 inches, are expected across southeastern Puerto Rico, with totals of 2 to 4 inches across northwestern Puerto Rico. For a complete depiction of forecast rainfall associated with Tropical Storm Eco Beto, please see the National Weather Service Storm Total Rainfall Graphic, available at hurricanes.gov/graphics_@5.shtml?rainqpf. Wind. Tropical storm conditions are occurring over the Virgin Islands and will spread over Puerto Rico, Vieques, and Culebra during the next several hours. Hurricane conditions are possible over the Virgin Islands, Vieques, and Culebra tonight. Storm surge. A storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 1 to 3 feet above ground level for the eastern coast of Puerto Rico from San Juan to Guayama, including the islands of Culebra and Vieques and in the U.S. Virgin Islands, including St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix. A storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 1 to 3 feet above normal tide levels in the British Virgin Islands. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Surf. Swells generated by Eco Beto are affecting portions of the Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. These swells will reach the Dominican Republic tonight, the Turks and Caicos Islands and southeastern Bahamas on Wednesday, and Bermuda and the rest of the Bahamas on Thursday. Swells are also expected to reach the east coast of the United States Thursday night and continue into the weekend. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Please consult products from your local weather office. Next advisory. Next complete advisory at 11 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Dollar Dollar. Forecaster Reinhardt.